AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. government's partial shutdown is entering its third day, and House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing tough choices. A first test will come this afternoon during a committee meeting when Johnson will need his own GOP majority to advance the federal funding package after Democrats refused to provide the votes for speedy consideration. Johnson said he's hopeful work can wrap up for a full House vote at least by tomorrow. In an interview, Johnson said it was President Trump who struck a deal with senators to separate out funding for the Department of Homeland Security from a broader package.
The president is leading this. It's his play call to do it this way. He has already conceded that he wants to turn down the volume, so to speak, and make sure this is done in an appropriate way. What a great step it was to put Tom Homan in charge of the situation in Minneapolis and Minnesota. He has 40 years' experience. He's brought a steady hand to the wheel.
Audio courtesy Fox News Sunday. The Department of Homeland Security would be funded temporarily to February 13th, setting up a deadline for Congress to try to find consensus on new restrictions on immigration and customs enforcement operations. Tens of thousands of people gathered in rural Pennsylvania to see Punxsutawney Phil give his annual weather prediction. The groundhog's predictions are pretty straightforward. If he sees a shadow when emerging from his tree stump, it means 6 more weeks of winter. If he doesn't see his shadow, an early spring is on the way. And his prediction was,
"It is my job this February 2 to look to the skies and report back to you that there is a shadow here on my ground. 6 more weeks of winter abound."
Beijing is criticizing the Dalai Lama's first Grammy win, describing the Music Industry Award for an audiobook, narration, and storytelling as, quote, a tool for anti-China political manipulation. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on the reopening of the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt.
Egyptian and Israeli security officials have said that Gaza's Rafah border crossing with Egypt has reopened for limited traffic. An Egyptian official said only 50 Palestinians were allowed to cross in each direction in the first day of the crossing's operation. Although the opening represents a key step following the October 2025 ceasefire, it's a mostly symbolic development on the ground, as few people will be allowed to travel in either direction, and no goods will be going into the war-torn territory. Israel's military controls the area between the Rafah crossing and the zone where most Palestinians live. About 20,000 Palestinian children and adults needing medical care hope to leave devastated Gaza via the crossing, according to Gaza health officials. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.